I have been meditating on an evil that always repeats every day over and over again. And it is enough just to go outside and realize that the worst thing is that now, not only inside or on the street, we can experience it, but inside at home, in the family. It is the lack of tolerance and always being predisposed with arguments in our mind, thinking that we are always right and that others are not. Perhaps what someone else is going to tell us is not good, therefore we discard it, and since we are the ones who are always right, we become stubborn. We can sell anyone's advice, and in the end, if we can add something to it, we count the stones that we always carry in our daily backpack to stone the one who first shows up. I know that this can be hard to hear, but have you not realized the way in which we receive advice many times? I can notice it many times when suddenly a devotional is repeated because there is an interesting word that God wants to continue speaking through it. Suddenly, the response of some is anger, and it is still noticeable in the way they write on WhatsApp, demanding always a different word. I remember that someone once told me that he was sorry that my fingers had been broken to be able to answer or send the devotional. This is tremendous, because it seems something simple, and when I read these comments, I just smile. But it happens at this moment, in this medium. It happens in home, in the street. You go on the street or driving the car, or perhaps you are waiting for public transportation and someone trips on you. We do not ask for forgiveness. We just came from home armed, and we arrived at the house armed. So we come home after a hard day at work, and we are, "Look at me, but don't touch me." Have you heard that expression, right? So, if someone tells us something, most likely we will burst into anger, rage, frustration, by keeping all those feelings that we collect during the day and release it to the first person who comes in front of us. And well, people react in that way, and this makes me wonder, how do we react? How do we handle the moments when someone rises up against you? How do we handle stressful moments in the middle of a difficult situation? How do we react to someone who is against you and who disagrees with you or who judges you? Do we give evil for evil? Do we say it is an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? But would that be the real teaching of Jesus? That is the reason why living the true gospel is going to cost a bit, because it is going to lead us to die. The gospel of the cross leads us to die to ourselves, to die to our ego, and to die to what the world taught us about how we should respond and live life. In the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus explained it. You have heard that it was said, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth." You have listened, "An eye for an eye," but remember that with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Remember to pray for your enemies. Never answer evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. Whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Before the eyes of the world, reacting in these ways as Jesus is proposing, it is not the right thing, but before God, it is the right thing, because it produces eternal fruits and of great blessings. So, how do we react to life's circumstances? How do we react when someone criticizes you? Does it go to your head and you start to think that, "But it hurts me, because there is the ego, there is the self, right? And do you respond the same? Or are you simply tolerant? Or even more, if you have God in your heart and you have the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit shall abound in you. And one of the parts of that fruit of the Spirit, do you know what it is? Meekness and kindness. Talking about meekness does not mean being stupid and letting people pass over us. No. On the contrary, in meekness there is strength. Meekness indicates the wisdom to use the strength that God has given you in the right moment. And kindness speaks on all that is good, starting with the good in which we use our thoughts. That is why the Apostle Paul also gives advice and says, "What do you think? Think of all that is good, of all that is healthy, of all that is pure, of all that is of good name, worthy of praise. Fill your thoughts with all that is good." That is an exercise that we should do constantly, starting with meditating on the Word of God, meditating on each biblical text daily. God, every day there is a new word that He wants to give us and He wants to speak to us. But it depends on us to meditate on it. And in this way, let God's thoughts rule ours. And this will govern the way we react to life or to different people when we meet them on the street or at work. I do not know if it happened to you, but imagine that you arrive at work and you make jokes with your coworkers the day before. And you arrive happy at your workplace. You arrive at your office and find the first colleague to whom you make a joke. Because yesterday you were laughing together and now he got serious. He got upset because of the joke you made on him and got mad at you. And you say, "Well, what's wrong with him? What happened to him? Yesterday we were enjoying ourselves and today he woke up badly." How would you react? You will get mad too. Or what if you give him the benefit of the doubt? Do you know what I have learned that has allowed me avoid so many problems or to screw it up? And forgive me because of that expression. Because one of the biggest problems is letting ourselves be carried away by the emotion and the effusiveness of the moment, believing that we are right and then settling down and say, "Man, I failed. Now I have to ask for forgiveness." But sometimes pride is so strong that we don't even ask for forgiveness, but we let it pass as if nothing had happened. This is a very serious failure. So I have learned that when someone says something to me or criticizes me or stands up against me, expressing something that he considers to be good, or that perhaps he is upset and in this way I react in the wrong way, I do not put myself at the level of answering. I used to. But what does the Lord has taught me? Kindness. Think on the good. So to think about the good, the first thing that comes to mind is to give that person the benefit of the doubt. If he got mad, maybe he has a problem at home. Maybe he got arrived at the office and something happened to him. Maybe he is sick or there is something that worries him. And I am not adding, I am subtracting. So I better give him his space. I will give him his time. And then I will go to approach to apologize if at any time I have done something that has offended him. And you know, sometimes I have had to do it. And do you know what the other person's reaction is? Of repentance, of tears, because they needed that benefit of the doubt. And it was also healthy for me because I learned to keep my heart and not letting myself be hurt. and this is wonderful, but it depends on us. Now, there is a biblical text that sums up, and it's Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Look how this wonderful word says, "A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare." The New King James Version says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Now, to have a kind answer, we have to be calm in our hearts, and there is where the work of the Holy Spirit begins, and of us in allowing ourselves to be dominated by Him, and that His fruit be produced in us. All the time God is working in us. Look, sometimes we think that God's job is to solve the problem for us, but perhaps the problem is the least of it. What is around you is the least of it. God does not specialize in changing circumstances, although He can do it. He is a specialist in changing hearts. When you have a healthy heart that rests in the Lord, that has peace, that is guided by the Holy Spirit, then your answers are soft, your answers are kind, and you keep your heart, and you keep His that has risen against you. And I tell you that there is nothing better than having peace in heart. Only you decide who you allow yourself to be affected by, and don't let's use the excuse, "I react like that because so-and-so behaves this way or this other way with me." No! No one can influence the decisions you make if you allow it, nor the way how you will react. You are the one who decides. If you choose depression, you made the decision to be depressed. Do not blame on anyone, but if you have the Holy Spirit ruling your heart, God ruling your life, you will abound in peace. When someone rises up against you, you will see him with eyes of love, and the Holy Spirit will encourage you to react in the proper way, with prudence, with kindness, with meekness, with temperance too. You will avoid many problems, and we will live more on earth. Father, thank you for this advice that you give us today. They are simple words, but from day to day, and they are written there, because your words are your thoughts, and at the same time, it is our manual to understand what you want for our lives, and how you want us to live it. And if we meditate on it, we will realize that you have always thought on us. You have thoughts of good and blessings for us. Now, help us. Because it is not only to know your thoughts, but to accept them in our heart and put them into action. You know that is hard to us. But today we surrender our mind and our heart to you. And we ask for your help to guide us. We need you, Lord. Today, more than ever. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. I want to invite you to check and to subscribe on our YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo, and click on the notifications bell. Blessings.